Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it's Tuesday, Election Day, November 6, 2012.
This is episode 8.30, the Week 9 recap show, even though there was no Week 9 preview show.
If you don't like it, come smack me. Double dog dare ya.
Yeah, Jeff was like, I don't want to have to work out the details of you being away and calling it. No, I'm just throwing it.
I actually did say something like that.
So we took a week off.
It doesn't help the fact that I got sick. I mean, yeah, come on.
How is it that this year you got sick? Is it because I stayed an extra week?
Apparently that extra week, what it does is it allows your body to acclimate to freaking rain all the time and the cold, and your body just says, it's cool. I don't need to be warm.
It's funny. I did for the first time feel a
chilly?
Little. No, not chilly. I felt great.
Okay.
But I was in shorts. You know, I took like four pairs
largely.
Of shorts. Largly. I was in shorts for the most part.
Every
after
picture
you left.
I saw, you were in shorts once I left.
Yes.
I don't know what that's about. Why before? Why not before?
Well, because before we're being a little bit more professional, we're going to, you know,
so
we're going to
you
practices.
You were all in tourist. Basically.
Yeah, and then I went all in tourist.
I'm a freaking American tourist. I'm going to wear shorts.
Yes.
Just deal.
Yeah, and everybody was looking at me like, sir, aren't you cold? I'm like, I love it. This is perfect.
Perfect.
And we had a blast. I am so blessed that, you know, my girls were able to experience that and see just the crown jewels when Emma, the five-year-old, is like, I want that. You know that that's something pretty special.
She goes, Westminster Abbey, I'm getting married here. Honey,
so,
lower your expectations,
yeah,
babe.
I don't think I'm going to be able to afford Westminster Abbey for you.
So, welcome to we've returned from London. Things are back to normal
we
now.
Are
we
back.
Promise.
That's
we
just
are
it.
As regular
we don't even
as
know what we're doing in the show, but we're back. So let's
knock it out. We're back. Like we never left.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Okay, so I'm laughing because the last show we did in London, which was episode 829, the Week 8 preview show.
Right.
We didn't even do a recap show.
I get we were busy.
Or did we do a recap?
We didn't sleep.
We didn't. But anyway, I thought we did a recap.
I think we did something at TalkSport, and then we did something. So we did two shows when we were in London. That's all I know.
Okay, yeah, we
did
the week seven.
We did the one quietly in the hotel,
and then we did the
and then we did the one in TalkSport Studios.
We did not do a recap because that was after you were gone.
So there you go. I mean, it's been a week.
So the week 8 preview. This is all I wrote in the notes. Are you ready? I don't know if you saw it.
No,
it said the guys are in London having way too much fun and working way too crazy hours. As such, enjoy the show.
I like it.
That's it.
I don't think people need my... You know, you write great notes.
Yeah.
However, I'm not sure that's why people listen.
Yeah, but you want to kind of tease stuff.
It's like a Christmas present that's right. Not wrapped. And you know what? I'm good with that. And a lot of people, though, aren't.
Yeah.
Especially grandmothers. So you're doing this for grandmothers, and
I'm
glad. You're doing all the grandmothers out there, just know that you can thank Steven Miranda for putting the little bow on it and making everything look proper.
Wrapping it up.
Buttoned up.
But, Jeffrey, here we are. Week 9
back
is
in the rave
in
cave.
The books.
Thank God. All the helmets, by the way, the helmets
yes.
are all in order.
Are they in order?
Yes, they are. I did that last night during TalkSport.
I would disagree the position of the Eagles and the Cowboys.
This was during the game. They hadn't lost
the
yet.
The Cowboys have a better division
they hadn't,
and conference
the game wasn't
record.
Over when I did the helmets.
Oh, flick them now. The game is
flick
over.
Flick them now?
Flick them.
I'll flick the Cowboys.
Flip
that's
them.
For dang sure. You know what?
Flip
and
them now.
It's going to stay that way because I will tip one of my picks for this coming week, which is there's no way in hell the Eagles beat the Cowboys. I'm sorry. Holy crap,
we're not
this is
there
a bad
yet.
Team. This
we're
is a bad team. Just saying, this Eagles
what
team.
What happens to the Eagles if they lose to Dallas, though?
Well, that's going to happen, so you've got to assume that. And then Andy Reid is going to say, I'm still going with Mike Vick. And Jeffrey Lurie will now come out and give a vote of confidence.
Oh, but you don't think Lurie just says, That's it, Andy. I'm going to save you.
The Cowboys are a better team than the Eagles.
But he's going to say, I'm going to save you the pain of having to finish the season and then me firing at the end. Let's just get rid of you now. We'll put an interim in.
So they've already lost their defensive coordinator who was starting to do a better job.
Did you see that? That they say that was kind of a miscalculation? They made a mistake on that?
Wow. You know, on this election day, 2012, I hear miscalculation and I just laugh because we're going to have a lot of that going on today. You know, Florida, we really had it. Michigan and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania and Virginia and Ohio. And you know what? There are so few, Steven. So this is my political statement of the day.
Yes.
I looked at a map. There are so few states that are locked up.
Right.
It's really crazy.
Right.
This is truly cray-cray, as the daughter says. Cray-cray.
I think you can pretty much chalk up California to Obama and Texas to Romney. That's about it. I think that's about it.
You could kind of go, most of the middle of America is not red, it's pink.
Yeah.
It's leaning. My apologies for the cold. And then you go California, Washington, then most of the eastern seaboard, definitely powder blue. California is solid blue, but most of the rest of those, powder blue. And the rest of it, you just toss a coin. Toss a coin.
Powder blue.
And so that
means... I'm a little nervous, and I'll tell you why.
All right, now let's be out there. Let's be out there. Steven is a supporter of our president.
Yes,
I'm a supporter of the opponent.
I would like
and for
the
those
incumbent.
In Europe, let me just say one thing. Tell them the truth about me, okay? Not Obama, not Romney or Obama, about me. Those of us that support Mitt Romney are not complete morons.
No, you just...
We're wrong, maybe?
Yeah, you guys know, you got no one else to hang your hat on.
Well, first of all, I didn't vote for him in the primaries.
So there you go. And there's a lot of other people that didn't vote for him in the primaries.
Right, but it's not like Obama had anyone really running against him in
his
primaries.
Correct.
So that being said, nobody has maybe their favorite choice out there, but I'm not sure who the Democrats put forward. I haven't put a lot of thought into that.
Right.
Pretty sure it's not Hillary. Although it was pretty funny. Somebody was explaining why Bill has lost his voice. He's like, they played the nepotism card. It's like, his wife works for the man. He has to. It's like, no, he doesn't have to. He's a former president.
Yes.
So you're nervous today. I'm nervous today. America is nervous today.
But let me tell you why I'm nervous.
All right.
Have you heard of the Redskin rule? And this was brought to my attention
by our buddy
Ed Franks.
I knew this beforehand, and the only time it hasn't occurred was 2004, and then something interesting happened. So it's wrong. It's right all the time.
I thought it was 17 of 19.
No. It was 17 of 18. This is the 19th time.
This is the 19th time.
So explain it.
Basically, when the Redskins win their home game prior to the election,
right,
the incumbent wins.
The incumbent party.
Party
so Sometimes you're termed out, so another guy.
Yeah, but the incumbent party wins.
And when the Redskins lose
their home game,
the opposition party wins. Period. Full stop. The only exception, 2004. Something funny happened in 2004. A guy won the popular vote, but didn't win the White House.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting,
well,
though?
He invented the internet. And I think that went against him.
Had I really appreciated Al Gore's greatness, I would have voted for him.
Right.
I mean, honestly, who am I to put down the guy who invented the internet?
I mean,
seriously,
absolutely.
I couldn't live with that. I've decided it's not a fad, Stephen. The internet is here to stay.
Yes.
And I think I like it.
So the deal is now the Washington Redskins, although we're finding today that the league has apologized and said that
there were some wacky things that went on in that game. Steven, did you? I actually, because again of how stressed out I am about my nation at this point, I had that game on.
Okay,
and I was going to change my pick because I believe, and this is probably homerism because the polls say otherwise.
Yeah.
So I believe my guy's going to win.
Okay.
Okay. So I believe that. And if I believe that, then I need to change my pick to the Carolina Panthers. Right. Let's be honest.
Right.
Be consistent, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of kind of hoping.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, but just forget the election tonight. If I had, I would have gotten 12 this week instead of 11. 11.
And 11's not bad.
11's great, but 12's better. You acknowledge that?
Yes.
And I would have been right, and I would have felt this cocky little swagger.
I was so mad at had the Cowboys because I really thought I had you in both the games that I differed on.
Oh,
really
I knew that I we wouldn't you. Differ on both. And you know what? The fact is, the reason I made the challenge game, the Steelers and the Giants, we're talking off
script.
Well,
you
had
to because the Giants the Steelers were flying in the day of.
I thought they would really fight for the New Jersey, New York area. I thought they were going to do that.
Win would make everyone feel good. In a time of pain and need.
Thank you.
Yes.
And wouldn't it?
It would have.
Those people are damn cold up there.
Yeah, it would have.
I like this one. Somebody called this storm the Cold Katrina.
Yes.
It's just like Katrina. Everyone's underwater, only they're cold.
Yeah, I'm very glad that I've heard from all my buddies in the New York area. And
they should have power by now. There's just a few tiny segments of pockets that are without power. And that means you can download the show.
To get hit again like in the next
There's a
days?
Nor'easter, but it's supposed to. The forecast I heard yesterday, and so this is not current, yesterday is that it was going to remain off the coast largely.
Okay,
so please, just rain.
Please stay off.
But yeah, a nor'easter to follow on the heels of a hurricane seems a little uncool.
Because I like Easter. But, you know, I'm sorry.
There's a good joke in there somewhere.
Somewhere. Something.
No, I'm certain there is. So the reason that I didn't, Stephen, I really believed that the Cowboys could beat the Falcons.
Yes.
That's why I did not make it the challenge game.
You stayed away from it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what I figured. I figured Jeff thinks there's a shot.
I do.
You know, and based on,
was there?
And based on the Cowboys' history against undefeated teams in recent history.
And as Jordan pointed out, if you have aspirations of winning the Super Bowl,
yeah.
You're going to lose to the Cowboys when you're perfect. Did you know this?
That's true.
Jordan sent me a text. What did you do with my phone, you son of a...
I gave it to you.
You gave it right back to me. You gave it right back to me. I've got to read you this text for my son because this is really creepy. Jordan, okay, here we go. So he puts this little doodad up, which says, in 1991, the Redskins were 11-0, and they lost to the Cowboys, 24-21, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In 2006, the Colts were 9-0. They lost 21-14 to the Cowboys. They won the Super Bowl. 2009, the Saints were 13-0. They lost the Cowboys 24-17. They won the Super Bowl. 2012, the Falcons were 7-0. I've got them in the Super Bowl. They've got to lose to the Cowboys.
You've got them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I've got them in the Super Bowl, so they had to lose to the Cowboys.
And they didn't.
But you know what? They only scored 19 freaking points.
They did. And you know how many they were averaging?
35?
Not that high. It was
30? 35?
29.
Their offense was off the chain. And look, Dallas went out of their way to screw that game up.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
I just don't know how many more games the Cowboys can lose just by saying, here.
We're going to find clever ways to lose.
We're going
to
give you this one. Really, Orlando Scandrick. One, you missed a tackle.
Single-handedly. He missed two tackles, actually.
Two, you have that on third and six. You have a holding. Really?
Really?
When you have a safety over the top of you,
you had help.
Hold.
You had help.
But then, what really kind of chafed my butt is Roddy White pulling Mo Claiborne down when Mo had the interception, and there was no flag. I'm like, dude, look, if you're going to call it one way, you got to freaking call it the other way. You just do. That is like as simple as officiating as it gets.
That's all we ask.
If you're going to call it one way, you got to call it the other way.
If it's a ball, if it's thrown here, it's a ball if it's thrown here for both teams.
Yes. So I was a little bummed. But you know what?
Didn't it seem like that the officiating was weird and like Carolina was meant to win that game? Because I had it on in isolation.
Yeah.
And it was the damnedest thing. It was like one thing after another kept bouncing the way of the Panthers. So then Coach Shanahan in his presser afterwards used the word disappointed, what was it, 8 or 9 times in his press conference. Something disappointed. Like, well, it's disappointing. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, and then he got accused of, you know, throwing in the towel
and
for the rest of the season.
I got asked that on Talk Sport last night. Have the Washington Redskins thrown in the towel in the season? I'm like, no. They were really humiliated by a team that they should have beaten. And the coach said, basically, everyone's accountable to me. And if you don't show up and practice hard, you're going to find another job.
Yeah.
That's to me what Shanahan said.
And, you know, Bud Adams said that about the Tennessee Titans.
And then he flipped a bunch of people. Oh, that was a couple years ago. Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
He learned his lesson about flipping
people. Did he?
So before we get on, I just want to say I am not a big video game console player anymore. I used to be.
Right.
But I have not. But, man, I really want Assassin's Creed 3.
It looks pretty BA, and the fact that it takes place during the American Revolution makes it that much cooler. Because it used to be...
I get to kill a whole bunch of redcoats? I'm all over that, man.
Now that we're home.
Yeah, I know. Now that we're home. Don't do that. How do people in England play Assassin's Creed 3? Because I got Steven Sources. I love Assassin's Creed 3.
How are they fans of the New England Patriots?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because they're that, too. That's true. Yeah. I think that for them, it's so in the past.
So long ago. They weren't around.
If we were to do a fun history show, it would be post-colonialism and the state of the world post-colonialism. Yes. And Stephen and I would espouse our opinions and opine on that. And it would bore most of you to tears. But I would find it really riveting.
So I'm telling Elena a story. Cause my daughter... She's 4'11". She really just soaks everything.
Elena is the 11-year-old. Emma is the 5-year-old.
Yes.
Get your numbers right. Otherwise, you'll be confused by stories.
That's right. And Elena's 11. And she's... So we're having a great time in the Tower of London. And she's really fascinated by all the torture stuff.
That's the best.
The beheading, chopping block,
the rack,
and all that stuff. And we're having a good time talking to her. Trisha has absolutely no desire to know how anybody... And I'm talking to Lennon. I'm like, can you imagine living in that time? And if you did something wrong, they cut off your hand.
Put him on the rack.
And she's like, wow. And her eyes get
big. The girl
big
likes Darth Vader. I'm not sure that this is a
Emma.
Good outing for
her. That's Emma. That's
right.
Emma.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'm
getting them confused, and I know
but
them.
But she just, like, I don't know. She just...
She
just
gets it. She
by
gets
the time of, you know, it's a different... It was a different time.
Okay, remember, so, just a female Manny from Modern Family.
That's
and,
true.
And you have her.
So
she's...
I tell her the story about how these three guys tried to steal the crown jewels. This was early in the 1600s. And they would have gotten away for it, except for the son of the guard who was on duty that night came to visit unexpectedly. And he walks in on them while they're stealing the jewels. They've already knocked out his dad over the head, and they've stolen it, and they're getting ready to make... And
Daddy,
so,
why are you taking a nap?
So he raises the alarm, and they capture these guys. But then King George, he pardons them. He lets them go.
I might have, because they were getting away with it. Clearly, my security was left wanting.
Really? So
no, I would have off their heads.
Off with their freaking heads. And then I was like, he let them go? I was like, yes.
I stole a loaf of bread. No, you were stealing the crown jewels.
Yeah,
it was
you were
a little
stealing
different.
The crown freaking jewels, dude. And I was like, how much are they worth? I'm like, there is no price.
They're literally one of these things that you say is priceless, but this is one of them.
This is one of those things. It really is priceless.
It has no value.
I'm like, this crown, you got to understand, it's not a duplicate. Someone didn't just remake it.
Tiffany's can't go do another one.
Crown that he wore in 1661. Do you understand how long that is? Almost 500
Mind
years.
Mind blown.
And she's like, really? I'm like, yes. Do you understand? This is the thing.
She's 11. Then. She's not supposed to understand this. She's not supposed to be able to go 500 years ago?
She's like,
you're freaking kidding me, Dad.
That's
500
why
years?
It's under glass and
kids
nobody
don't know what 500
it.
Years is.
Yes, she did. And she was when she said these are the real ones, it was like, it was over. We must have gone through that little conveyor belt.
Right.
I don't know how many. I can't even tell you how many times we did.
I tried to walk backwards on it for a second until the guard yelled at me.
You got busted.
Yes, guard yelled at me. I just tried to step backwards.
No more stories. Basically, is we love London. We're gonna do, and now we're really excited for. We're all gonna learn Portuguese, and we invite you, Jeffrey,
to
learn Portuguese with us because we're going to Brazil for
2014 World Cup.
2016, actually. Olympics in 4 years.
What about the World Cup?
Yeah, I could do without the World Cup.
Oh, dude, you're a fool. After your day at Arsenal, seeing a less than good match where we had a ball.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I'm not taking that.
I'm going World Cup.
Next year in London, I don't know whether we go the first game, the second game, or both games, or whatever. I'm going to White Hart Lane. That's just a done deal. It's
right.
just happening.
All right.
I'm just telling you now.
Fine. Go to White Hart. Right. No one stopped you the first ever.
Yeah, I got stopped 2 years ago.
Okay. Skyfall, Steven, opens here in the United States,
Friday.
North America on Friday. Yeah. You've seen it now for 10 days.
Yes. Go see it again.
I hear I'm in for a treat.
You have to go see it again.
I hear I am in for it. I didn't see it.
Oh,
you went by yourself, you fool. I was asleep.
You did sleep. You had no,
I made
no
the,
desire.
I think
to
I
stay
made the
up
good
late.
Choice, but I actually thought it came out this last Friday,
no,
and I thought I'd see it over the weekend after I got home.
No.
So now I feel a little gypped. because I could have gone and seen it, and I didn't, because it came out in London 2 weeks early, because that's where it belongs, and it's their franchise, and God, he's so cool. That's all there is to it. Let's get on to the games, bud.
Get into the game! We'll start with Thursday Night Football.
Kansas City Chiefs decide to go to San Diego because the weather is fantastic in San Diego.
Yes.
They got rolled 13-31 as we suspected they would.
31-13 beat down.
Look. Chargers forced four turnovers.
How can a team with Jamal Charles and Peyton Hillis,
Dexter McCluster.
Only run for 60 yards?
That's a really good question, Steven. One that
against the Chargers team that was allowing like a buck 25?
I think, you know, and this is exactly why you said who in their right mind was starting Doug Martin for Tampa Bay this week. And I'm like, it was against Oakland.
Yeah.
And he was a million-dollar player in money in TV fantasy football. How do you not start a running back that's pretty good?
Well, if you got Martin or Morris or Trent Richardson, which are the $3 million runners that are worth anything.
Alfred Morris, you mean?
Alfred Morris.
Right. He didn't have that good a week, Trent only 7 points.
Trent Richardson ran for over 100 yards, but he didn't get in the end zone.
Right. But he still got 10.
Yeah. So that's why I went with Richardson. And I just thought, look, he's on the road. I'm like, if it were in Tampa Bay, I would have played him. But in Oakland,
they still can't stop the run. 51 points, fantasy football. But back to the Chargers. The reason I bring this up is because the Chiefs' next.
How did all your other players do? Because I'm wondering whether you caught me this week or not.
I think I did. Well, overall, all my other players were fantastic.
No. I had Aaron Rodgers who threw four touchdown passes. I had Brandon Marshall who scored three. I had Heath Miller for the Steelers.
He didn't do that well.
Defense, I had the Bears.
Oh,
and they
God.
Were
the
fantastic.
Bears defense was amazing.
That's
where you're going to catch me is with the Bears defense.
I had a 17-point.
I had Drew
kicker.
Brees.
I had Eric Decker.
And
who
Drew Brees
two
only
touchdowns.
Got 15 points last night. That was sucked. Yeah. And then I also had, thank God, I had my boyfriend, Jimmy Graham, who finally got in the end zone. Yeah. So that got him at least 10 points. But it was a little disappointing.
And then my running back, I had Aaron Foster, who went over 100 and had a touchdown, and then Trent Richardson. So I think overall, all my other players.
You should be around 110.
Should be over 100, yeah.
Yeah, but having one guy with 50-plus is a big help.
Yes, it does.
Big help.
Definitely.
So Chiefs, Chargers.
Definitely.
Counting cards with Charlie Babbitt. Counting cards.
About Kansas City is, and to all the Kansas City fans who have now decided that I was maybe right when I said they were going to average 16
points. They're never
going
to say that, Steven.
Some of them have said it. Others still are trying to deny it.
Don't deny it. You're bad. You're really bad. Look, we said this. Just because most pundits put you in the playoffs before the season began doesn't mean that most pundits are right. Okay? Stick with your friends at NFL Rants and Raves, and we will sometimes steer you wrong like the Dolphins, but usually get you on the right page.
Yes. And the Kansas City Chiefs, 16.6 points per game. I missed by 0.6.
If you are going, you're desperate for a defense, find any team playing the Chiefs, and you won't do badly.
16.6. There are two teams. Oh my God, the Eagles are averaging 16.6 points per game.
The Eagles, God, just their turnovers alone, Steven, was so sad.
But two teams worse than that, and I'll give you three guesses.
Cleveland Browns.
No, Cleveland Browns. Interesting. Are actually 18.8 points. Per game.
I'm just. Let me meander at the helmets instead of the scores and
one
things.
Is the, I'll give you this.
Jax.
One of the
Jax.
Jacksonville Jaguars are the worst.
So once you see the helmets, they just leap out at you.
The other
one would be the Rams or the Panthers.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
They're only scoring 16 points per game.
They suck,
and
Steven.
At the dead bottom is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're scoring 14.6 points per game.
That is two touchdowns and a little bit of change.
Touchdowns and a nugget. That's about it.
Dang. That nugget, by the way, is a dirt clod. It's not gold.
That's right.
You guys suck. Move to London. Don't come to L.A.
They're going to London for the next 4 years.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Party on.
Now, Broncos, Bengals.
Oh, this was a good game. It was back and forth. It's Cincinnati. And then all of a sudden, Andy Dalton decides to throw an interception. Because they picked Manning twice.
Peyton had another shaky day.
And it was Terrence Newman of all people.
T. New,
former Dallas Cowboy. Reject. You know who was like
the king of the 5-yard offside penalty.
Decides to play some ball. Picks Manning twice.
Neutral zone infraction, number 44.
What's T-News
number 51?
41.
Number 41.
He was more a pass interference guy.
Pass interference, number 51. Terrence Newman.
He was always responsible for about a third of the Cowboys' penalties.
Anyways,
but he picks off Peyton and Manning twice, and Peyton still had plenty. Eric Decker had.
Literally, I probably, as far as fantasy football is concerned, in my big, big, huge money league, week one.
What define big, big, huge
big money leagues? $300 buy-in. You walk away with $3,500 if you win the whole thing.
Jeez.
So I'm doing very well.
Very well. His eyes got really big as he said that with a little bit of a
like if I don't win it again this year,
swagger.
It's going to be
slutty swagger.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I was like, I'm all that in a bag of chips. What about
it? So anyways, week one, I've got Eric Decker pretty much all over the place.
Okay.
And I didn't get him in that league, and I was really upset at myself for letting him fall to the way. So I go to one of the owners who's got him, and I'm like, dude, what do you want for Eric Decker? I said, Romo's my quarterback. I'm not giving him up. And I'm not giving up A.J. Green. Anybody else on my roster?
Make me an offer.
You can have. Anybody else? Except Romo and A.J. Green, they're off the table. I'm keeping those guys. And he looked at my roster hard. He looked at my roster hard. And he had Phillip Rivers as his quarterback. So he's like, give me Robert Meacham. Done! Done!
Really?
Like, that's all you want?
Really?
Done.
Really?
And he went for it. And
Reapus Loof. Super fool.
Meacham has done nothing this year. And Eric Decker gets me at least 12 points every week.
Sure.
Every week.
He's a slot machine, dude. You pull the arm and it pays out.
Yeah, he doesn't like me right now. Dude's
but Peyton
not
Manning did his thing, rallied, and he's now 8-0 versus the Bengals. Congratulations to Peyton. Yeah. The Bengals are never a threat to you. Peyton,
Reading this right? The Bengals are like on a 4-game losing streak? That's not right, right?
Who says that they're on a 4-game losing streak? Because they are right, but I'm just curious who says that. Because they lost to Denver, they lost to Pittsburgh, they lost to Cleveland and Miami. Those are all, with the exception of the Steelers, not very good teams. And you call yourself the defending AFC North champions.
No,
how's that working out for you?
They didn't win the North last year. They were
the wild card. They were wild card. I'm sorry. The Steelers won the division last year.
I
have had one of the softest schedules. This is the reason so many people, including me, had the Bengals back in the playoffs. Listen to the schedule after week one. Cleveland, Washington, Jacksonville, Miami, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, tough game. Bye week, Denver, New York, Kansas City, Oakland, San Diego. This is at least an 8-8 easy. Don't even look.
So here's the thing.
But this team sucks.
They started 3-1.
Sure. They lost that game to
Baltimore. That's
fine. Losing to Baltimore ain't no shame.
Right. But they won three games. They beat Cleveland, Washington,
and
Jacksonville.
There was two wild card teams in the North.
Yes, last year. But then they, 17-13 to the Dolphins, which at home you lose to Miami. That's not good.
Well, we find out now that Miami may be a little better than we thought they were.
You go to Cleveland and you lose to them by 10. That's not good. You lose to the Steelers by a touchdown. And then now. Coming off a bye week, you lose to Denver. You've got four straight losses. You are 3-5, and that's not looking good.
It's not. It's bad.
And
what are you going to say about Andy Dalton?
Giants, you know what?
They're not going to win many more games. They're at Kansas City. I'll tend to give
them
that one.
I'll give them that one,
but that's it. You know, versus Oakland? Nah.
They could probably beat the
Raiders. Okay, at home against the Raiders. Okay, I mean, you're going to go a little.
The Raiders play much better on the road
than
they
weird?
Do at home.
Isn't that weird?
I don't get that at all.
The black hole sucks, Steven. That's
apparently
all there is to it.
They get Dallas at home.
Not because of the residents, because of the facility. It's too old.
They end against the Steelers.
Just imagine if
the
black hole got an upgrade and they actually put them in a nice stadium. How much fun that would be for those fans.
Anyways, too bad for the Cincinnati Bengals. They are now 3-5. The Denver Broncos are in control of the AFC West.
As I said before the season began,
yes,
I already have them with a first-round bye.
Wow, they even get a first-round bye.
Damn straight they do.
Moving on.
And that's what's going to put together. I'm sorry, but they're going to play the Colts. They're going to play the Colts.
I don't know if the Colts. I don't know.
They're going to win their little wild card game.
Yeah, I don't know if the Colts.
And then
Colts
they're
going to
face off against the Denver Broncos. It's going to be epic. Epic.
I don't know. I still don't
epic.
Know if the Colts make.
Look, nobody believes anything besides these division leaders.
Let me give you an interesting stat that in writing my good, bad, the ugly this week I came across. Outside of the NFC South.
Correct.
Where Atlanta's 8-0 and they got four games on everybody in the division.
That's a slight lead.
Slight. Everybody is within two games of the leader.
Right.
Two games with eight to go. That's doable. That means that there's a lot of teams. Unless you're the Chiefs, the Jags, or anybody in the NFC South not named Atlanta Falcons, you're still in it.
You're in it. However, you're not.
You're in it!
Steven, I declared loudly yesterday on radio,
declared
all the division leaders will be winners with the possible exception of the Ravens Steelers. I just call it Ravens Steelers because they're both going.
So you're giving it to the Bears? Packers aren't going to catch the Bears?
Packers will catch the Bears. I'm sorry.
All right.
And the Bears will be a wild card. But I'm just saying, it's that... The quality of teams.
The Giants
forget
have
the
kind
numbers.
Of slipped. I don't
forget
know.
Forget the numbers.
The Cowboys might catch them.
Oh, bullshit. The Cowboys aren't going anywhere but to
9-7 might win that division.
Poe House.
9-7 might win that division.
I said 8-8 might win it, and you nearly slapped me to
death.
I
did, but 9-7 might win it.
Now you're realizing that I'm right.
9-7 won it last year,
yeah.
And 9-7 might win it again this year.
I don't disagree, and after the Giants let me down, I don't know what on earth they pulled out of their butts on Sunday.
Do you know this is the
good.
First two-game win streak in the challenge game? Can I do a little dance?
I am the smartest man alive!
If that's a dance, I would ask you to just keep it to yourself.
Do a little dance.
Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Get down tonight. All right, there you go. I got that out of my system.
I'm glad, and I think everyone's really glad, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, that would be weird. If the cameras were on right now, I probably wouldn't have done that.
You know what? But they are, so that's all that matters.
Are they? Okay, you're going to slip this out.
Ravens-Browns.
Ravens,
what are you
going to
say?
I'm gonna say
depleted Ravens team on defense can, knock off a horrible
Cleveland to five field goals. I mean, when you're in that close.
That nearly worked.
And all you could come across. Well, they had a lead.
I know. It's like all the announcers kept saying is, field goals aren't going to win this game. Like, bull crap. They just might.
They're winning right now.
They might.
But Brandon Whedon, talk about an up and down season for a rookie.
It happens when you're an old rookie.
Oldest rookie ever, almost.
Gotta be, dude.
Gotta be.
29 now.
And it is up and I mean, literally, I don't think it gets more up and down than
Could Viagra help him? Keep it up, boy.
Not on the
football field.
But
his personal life, he's got a very beautiful wife.
Does he? I've not seen.
Wow, Brandon Whedon's wife. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Think about it. If you played baseball,
yes.
And the only way you successfully have a minor league baseball career generally is to either be in the Poe House or have a wife who's working.
Who's working?
And she's got to be unbelievably patient.
Yes.
And so frequently they're really pretty. I don't understand. They just like their athletes. And now he's paying the bills now, but he's not winning games, and that's the case. Now, how long, Steven? I'm going to put you on the hot seat, but I don't have any sound.
One
so
minute.
Welcome to the freaking hot seat,
bro.
Seat.
I think I may have it.
I don't think you do. I really don't.
No.
But I mean, I could,
what
something really weak.
Thing?
I don't know what my thing. There you go.
Oh, okay.
So welcome to the hot seat. How long can the Ravens go with the depletions, the injuries that they've got? How long can they win? I mean, how strong is this team, Steven? That's what I'm trying to say.
They're not very right now. They're going to struggle. I think had they been playing anybody but the Cleveland Browns this past weekend, they don't win that game. They didn't do enough. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Ray Rice running the ball pretty well. and then their offense gets stuck. See, here's the thing. Remember we said just a few weeks ago, this offense now has to be the offense that carries the team.
Yeah.
Well, they can't get into the little stuck mode that they got in this past week. Because if they do that against good teams, they're not going to succeed.
Exactly.
And so 25-15, they get the win. I don't know how
they're 6-2. They're division leaders, so they got to be crowing about that.
Yes, but
to be a Raven. But
here come the Pittsburgh Steelers knocking on your door.
Well, actually, before that, though, they got the Raiders. They got the Raiders before that. So look, they'll beat the Raiders. They're good enough to beat the Raiders at Pittsburgh, at San Diego. I doubt it.
Yeah,
I seriously doubt it. You got to get some guys healthy, and then they host Pittsburgh. Ugh. You guys, you enjoy this win against Oakland where you're going to go to a record of 7-2 and think you're indestructible and think, but it's smoke and mirrors, friends.
Smoke and mirrors.
Moving on, the Cardinals and the Packers went for a little tussle in Green Bay, and the Cardinals were reminded, you are who we said you were, the worst 4-0 team in the history of football.
Well, they're not the 4-0 team anymore.
No, they're 4-5 now, Stephen, yes. But at the time, we declared them the worst. They got to be in your top 10 of your power rankings. No, they're my power rankings. Yes. They don't have to be anywhere unless I say so.
Yeah, 5 straight losses.
That's just
once again, only 17 points. And it's not like the Green Bay Packers early on in this game weren't giving them plenty of chances.
They did.
They were like, chances galore. Stick around.
Trust
me.
Come
on, play with us.
We'll give you the fourth quarter. We won't even play the fourth quarter.
And couldn't get it done. 31-17. Green Bay definitely is back on track. The Bears.
Bears.
You know what? Didn't the Packers beat the Bears already once this season?
Well, that's the thing, Steven. Our next game of significance here is the Chicago Bears. Chicago's Bear only loss was week 2 against Green Bay, 23-10. But a lot's happened since then. Mostly the Bears have become, talk about a sexy swagger, Steven. Mm-hmm. Their defense is feeling it at every single. Their little pinky wakes up in the morning and goes, I'm a cocky SOB. That's what the pinky of every defender says.
The Bears' defense is better than Jacksonville, Kansas City, and Arizona's offense combined. That's how good this defense
is. They score more points.
They have. I mean,
they're
freaking phenomenal.
That's really sad.
Charles Tillman, 4 forced fumbles.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, Urlacher.
Some people don't force
Old man
four fumbles
Urlacher,
in their
how did he
life?
Get into the end zone? Steven, he was basically walking. You were going to say that.
Because I'm laughing. He literally did.
He was freaking, walking.
It was a
he
power walk.
He wasn't even speed walking.
It was kind of a speed
it was,
walk.
It was faster than a walk, but it was slower than a speed
it
walk.
It was those people are walking around the mall doing their little walking mall thingy.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that's how he was going. And then someone kind of fell on his feet. He kind of jumped over them a little bit.
Did he jump? Or it looked like me jumping, dude. It was like,
barely got
that was so not athletic.
And okay, this is how good. This is how
rumble,
going,
bumble, stumble.
And he got in, but he got in.
And he's so
and
old.
And they scored again, and they kept turning. And then special teams got involved, blocked a punt for a touchdown.
51 points for the Bears.
It's been a while since you've seen a 50 burger in the NFL. And
the over-under on this game was 48.
And they covered it
by themselves.
Chris Johnson, 2 fumbles.
But he still got 100 and some yards.
Britt, fumble.
Yeah.
Matt Craig Hasselbeck's got to be furious. Hasselbeck threw a pick. 5 turnovers in the game. You can't win.
You can't win playing like that. And you know what? You can't win if you're playing the Bears. I am seriously curious.
What are the Bears'
remaining schedule?
No, I know. Not they're looking at their schedule.
First
I'm
of all, can we go, please?
We can go where
Monday
you
Night
go.
Football, November 19th. At San Francisco?
At San Francisco, sure, if we do the drive thing.
Well, of course we're driving. You think we have money to fly? What are you, crazy? Grow wings.
Yeah, we need
Wouldn't that be amazing? Monday Night Football at Candlestick?
We need to
Bears.
Make sure that people are paying so that we could go to the Super Bowl, right?
I have to invoice.
Yeah, we need to invoice. We need money for the
Super Bowl. I don't know
how
to invoice for last week. Where we just worked our tails off at TalkSport. I don't know how.
I don't know. You should send an email to Mr. Morgan.
But he doesn't have an office.
But he has email.
He has email. I want to talk to somebody in an office.
Okay.
With glass and a door.
Okay.
I think it's important.
I'm trying to.
We need a little do re mi. So here's what's next on the Bears' schedule. Steven tries to find what he's finding.
Plus 16 in the turnover. Plus 16.
That's usually a good number at the end of a season.
They're already at.
And by the way, Jay Cutler will turn the ball over plenty of times.
Yeah.
Okay, so that number is greatly exaggerated in favor of the defense.
Now, on the flip side of that, all the way on the opposite side of the spectrum, you have the Kansas City Chiefs at minus 20.
Unbelievable.
Minus 20.
Okay, I'm really keen to give people the Bears' remaining schedule because there's so many great games.
I can give
Sunday Night Football versus Houston.
This is the game.
War.
It's going to be
people. War. Then Monday Night Football against San Francisco. War.
At San Francisco.
Yes. In Minnesota, home against Seattle. At Minnesota, then
Green Bay.
That's where we need to be December 16th.
The Packers.
So they have three massive tests.
Soldier's Field.
Three massive tests remain. And the two of them are in the upcoming 2 weeks, and I can't wait.
At Cardinals.
Trust me, they're going to be a juego grande. I'm not real concerned about either of those games.
At Detroit, you know.
It depends.
Look, they beat them 13-7 at home. Now they got to go to Detroit. So it's a division rival. They hate each other. Scooby-Bop, Scooby-Doo.
Kids these days to close the hair. Titans, yeah, you are 3-6, and you are going nowhere fast.
Well, when your owner puts everybody, and he's talking about everybody, down to the little girl who handles the printing of their schedules, her, everybody.
It's been put on notice.
Been put on notice that if things do not change, there will be change.
Mr. Adams, I can't affect the outcome of the game by printing the schedule.
You don't know.
I'm pretty confident. I've tried. Miami Dolphins at the Indianapolis Colts. This is a humdinger that we thought it was going to be. Ryan Tannehill versus Andrew Lucky. And this was a good game. This is what we thought. This is exactly what we thought. Two young quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, squaring off.
I'm going to give Ryan Tannehill a nickel worth of free advice.
Well, he says, my wife's got a lot more than you got.
When it's 4th and 15.
Right.
Don't throw the ball 13 and a half yards.
Yeah.
Just me. Free advice.
Some other team threw it shorter than that this week. Who was it?
If it's 4th and 15, I say let's start trying to throw it 16 yards.
Yeah. And maybe he has to throw it
15 and a half yards.
16, and he might have to come back for the ball if it's underthrown.
But don't throw it 13 16
is the minimum target.
That's not going to work.
Trusting a yak when you're on fourth down is not a good philosophy.
And you're on the road. And you got a fast defense in the Indianapolis Colts. Anyways,
let's talk about the end of the game, if we could.
Hold on. I got to give Andrew Luck some praise.
Please.
A little praise clap.
Clap him.
433 yards passing, the most by a rookie since Cam Newton did it last year. The most passing yards by a rookie. And he tied a franchise record set by Peyton Manning for more 300-yard passing games by a rookie quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts with 4. And he's only played 8 games. He's passing Peyton Manning in that record.
Issa goes and puts up on Facebook the statistics at this point in the rookie seasons, after 8 games, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, their statistics are identical.
Pretty much the
same. No, they aren't pretty much. They are literally down to the yard.
Really?
Like 1,204 yards. I mean, it's like, what?
Huh.
And they're literally, it's actually 2,104 yards, I believe. Literally down to the yard.
I think
touchdown
Luck's
passes.
Got less interceptions, though. Peyton Manning was an interception.
But he put together like 4 or 5 stats. They were identical to the number. And all I replied to him was, the Indianapolis Colts have got to be one of the most fortunate franchises in the history of football to seamlessly go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, and where you know you've got another 10 years of good things happening.
With your
how terrific to be Indianapolis. Happy for you guys. Very happy.
Yeah.
Obviously, the end of the game, we had Chuck Pagano come in and give his speech. Didi wanted to know what color his skin was. And I said, I think that's the color of leukemia, my dear. It was not a human color. Commander Data looks more human with his skin color than...
Commander Data was like yellow almost.
Yeah, and Pagano was green. It was really kind of gross. And I kept thinking it's the lighting.
Maybe you need to adjust your set a little bit.
Why does everybody else in the locker room look a proper, healthy, white guy pink?
He didn't look green on my screen.
Boy, he did on mine. And then it just... Give a very inspirational speech.
Obviously,
some people
looked like this is a man who was
battling for his life.
For his life.
Now, but people have gone and said that this was the most inspirational moment in the history of the NFL. And I say you're a liar. That's hyperbole. I'm not going to think of another moment because I'm not even going to try. Just stop. Don't overstate things.
Yeah.
It was incredibly inspirational. It brought a tear to my eye, okay?
Pretty powerful.
But don't overstate things. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Pretty powerful. Trisha, it was like...
Well, our dad died of leukemia, so that hits close to home.
And he was like, he is an extremely brave man.
Oh, yeah.
In the locker room.
Yeah.
Because the chemo, what it does, it kills all the white blood cells.
Sure does.
So it's like the germs
that are in a... He doesn't play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cleveland Browns.
I knew it was in Ohio. The staph infections. Jeez Louise.
She's like... Probably not the cleanest environment in the world.
Locker rooms are supposed to be very clean.
And he doesn't have, you know, a mask or
anything.
He's
not wearing a mask.
She's like, but, you know, he's still got the doctor's saying it's in remission, but he still has some more treatments.
He underwent the next round of chemo yesterday.
Yeah, so very inspirational, pretty interesting. But the Indianapolis Colts.
They're playing hard for him. It's fun to watch.
You could not have told me. That
5-3,
they'd be sitting at 5-3 right now,
and I've got them as a wild card team.
No, I don't believe it.
Find me somebody worthy aside from the Ravens Steelers.
Look, it's going to
find me somebody
one
worthy.
One team's going to come
Chargers.
Out of the North, and I think it's the Chargers.
I agree.
And you don't even know the Dolphins are one game back of them.
I know.
I mean, the Dolphins.
I know.
The Miami freaking
the
Dolphins.
The 0-16 Dolphins, as Steven said.
The 0-16
And I had them with 3 because I feel nice.
They are a game behind this.
Stevie. It's the Colts and the Chargers are your wild card teams.
Jets might run off a string of wins.
And actually, no. One of the North teams will take one of the wild cards, so it probably will be the Chargers.
Yeah.
But again, the Chargers, let's talk about that. We got to keep moving so we can get to the Chargers game, which is weird. Panthers, Redskins.
We kind of skipped Buffalo at Houston, mostly because, you know, Buffalo only has
not in the order I'm going. We didn't.
Oh, I see.
So well, there you go.
In the order I've got them across my screen.
Panthers, I'm going through the scores of Espen.
I see.
Panthers, Redskins. This was a dumb game, so we don't have to spend too much time on it. Aside from it might, and we've already addressed it.
The final, Carolina.
It looked like everything on earth was conspiring to make sure that
please,
Cam
for the
Newton
love of God, let the Redskins rule be wrong this year.
Well, you know what, Steven? I'm kind of down for it because let's another political moment by Jeff.
Uh-oh.
4 years ago, there was a small part of me. First of all, talk about not liking your candidate.
Right.
John McCain. Like John McCain as a patriot.
Yes.
The guy spent time in a concentration camp, POW camp in Cambodia in Vietnam, okay? Care about you a lot.
I think his running mate kind of brought him down for a lot of people.
Look, just because a woman doesn't know her left foot from her right foot doesn't mean that she shouldn't be the vice president.
President of
the okay?
States, yeah.
All they do is sit and wait for someone to die. Okay? And if they don't die, then they largely go unnoticed.
Yes.
So that being said, it was a horrible ticket. It was a horrible ticket. And then we had the beauty, and it really was the beauty of having a black president. I cried election night when he made his speech in Chicago, and we're not blue states, we're not red states, we're the United States. I cried.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not a hater,
well,
at all.
Yeah.
But that being said, we're on the. How did we get here, Stephen? Lord, how did we get
Redskins,
here?
Redskins.
There was a part of me that felt sad.
Oh my gosh.
There was a part of me that felt sad for Barack Obama four years ago.
For Obama. Wow, I didn't even know that there were such a group.
Believe it or not, we are not a racist organization. I know you don't say that. You don't say that.
Okay, just as long
but
as
the
you,
New York Times did who, last
just,
night.
Just as long as you said that to the people that are listening.
The New York Times
pulled
no punches and said, the Republican Party is a bunch of old white men.
Yeah. Were you even tempted a little bit to vote for Roseanne Barr?
No, but I appreciated that she was with the Peace and Freedom Party because she is living in Hawaii, running a macadamia nut farm.
Really?
She's living a peaceful and free life.
A free life, okay.
So that's consistent.
All right. Because I...
Had you heard of her, from her? That's why. Because
no.
She's been just chilling in Hawaii. Why she would choose to change that in paradise is beyond me.
I am very proud of all of the I voted Facebook things that I'm seeing from people and tweets of people. Good. I'm just very happy
trying
that
to
our
get
country.
To my point here, which is, I felt sorry for Obama in Chicago 4 years ago because I felt like whoever it is that wins is inheriting such a nightmaric mess, a horrific mess, nearly unfixable mess, that I just feel badly for you, and that the first black president, from my point of view, back 4 years ago, will inherit a mess, not be able to fix it, and will basically leave. Not in disgrace, but go down in a landslide was what I thought 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it's too big a mess. And politicians are politicians, and we need I'm going to implore the young people.
I want to
do
see
not
a lot of blue
get calloused. We need young people to lead.
Yes.
Do not, if you get calloused, spank yourself or have a friend spank you. But do not get calloused because we need young people to lead. Otherwise, we're screwed.
I just want to talk about your 269 blue, 269 red map on Facebook.
It was kind of scary. Went out to the Wall Street Journal where they got a map, and you picked the winner for every single state, and I just went through a hypothetical.
Yeah.
I didn't make this happen.
Right.
I went through and just like, I think this could play out this way. Right. And what I ended up with was Barack Obama, 269 electoral votes. Mitt Romney, 269 electoral votes. Oh, crap.
What happens?
What happens?
It's a tie.
I could have looked it up on Google.
Yes.
But one of my best friends is a history teacher and just ridiculous history buff. And what did it take Bender? 3 minutes to chime in? I knew it wouldn't take very long for him to tell me that basically the House picks the president, the Senate picks the president, the House picks the vice president.
Other way. House picks the president, Senate picks the vice president.
I think that's more of a senatorial job, if you ask me.
I don't know. House picks the president, senator picks the president.
Does that seem more important? Picking the president?
Yes.
Should that be a senator's job, not a congressman's job?
Yeah.
But the congressman, back to our founding fathers, I think they had a lot of smarts.
Yeah.
That goes to the people.
Yeah.
What we're doing is we're trying to, the Electoral College is not dumb, okay? It's representing, you know why we've had no official campaign visits here in California? Because it's already determined.
Yes.
Why is all the pressure in Ohio? There's only a few votes there, but you know what? That's how it goes. So the little people get a voice, and I like that.
Yes.
Okay, enough. Enough.
No more politics for the show.
That's sure.
All right, let's move on.
It is election day, people.
It is election day.
Lions, Jaguars. Roar.
Can we do Buffalo, Houston? You're skipping
that. It's next.
All right.
It's next.
Detroit, Jacksonville. Jacksonville just.
Really?
Look, man.
You're a cat. You know what happens to cats right now? You get shaved.
Well, this was a cat versus a cat.
Well,
since the Lions were the bigger cat.
They are a bigger cat.
Yeah, than the Jaguar.
The hungrier predator devours.
31-14 without Stafford throwing a touchdown pass.
Mikel LeSure.
I want touchdown passes. I got my
Stafford. I want touchdown passes. I got my Stafford fantasy football. When did he stop learning how to throw a touchdown pass?
Exactly.
Come on, Matt.
Maybe it wouldn't
throw one. You used to be the guy. 300
yards. In a money league,
300 yards,
two
touchdown passes. Is that too much?
That's all I want.
That's all
he has.
300 yards, two touchdowns.
In a money league where I got him, I wound up tying 110-110. Had he just thrown one touchdown pass, I'd win the game. Just one.
Throw a brother a dime.
That's all I'm asking, man.
Please.
A bone. Throw me a bone.
10p.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, I want to thank
the
bone.
Speaking of peas,
I want to thank the bone.
Yes. David, I believe? No.
I don't
You're
know.
Looking at me
I
for
don't
the
know.
Name.
I don't know.
I know. Thank you for the bone. We're adding him, by the way.
And the shoestrings.
And the
because
shoestrings.
We're operating on a shoestring
That's,
all the time.
That was fun.
He gave us shoestrings
that
and a bone.
That was funny.
And the bone had a special wrapper around the bone, which is cool.
Oh, Paula. Matt's girlfriend, Paula.
Right.
You haven't
let me meet her.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, you come over next time she's
You know,
over
it was my
here.
Sister's birthday, and I was told that you guys had company.
Well, okay.
That's now, what I was told. That's what I was told. I'm just defense, saying. My sister, my baby sister's 40th birthday.
In my
I
defense,
was told good company. She
I
chose them over me. She chose them. I understand.
I wasn't a part of the conversation between Didi and Trisha, or I would have said, just come over. I'm not opposed to having a lot of people in the house. There are some people in our family that kind of don't like a lot of people together at once.
Depends what's going on.
Okay. And I, look,
Christmas
I
Christmas morning, bring on the armies. I love it.
I told Trish, I was like, look, hon, you know, I've got a right. And I'm going to be watching the combo game. But, Brent, you know, I don't care who's here. I really don't. I can work with people around me.
Can I tell you how much I hate missing a play of any game?
Really?
It really it makes me a little crazy because there's something I don't know.
Rewind!
People are screaming,
you have the
Jeff, there's a lot of things you don't know. I know that. I don't know what I don't know. But it just especially if there's only a single game going on and I miss a play,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I start panicking like so there's something.
You know, I told you, and make sure that you tell Matt and Paula that I'm going to be writing and working, and I'll try to be conversant with you.
So we were respectful. We were respectful. We waited for them to leave, and then we came over.
Yeah, you learned, you know, firsthand what I'm like now with my new job watching a Cowboy game.
I hope the rest of the guys at Bleacher Report are doing what you're doing. The God of Bleacher Reports. That's it.
Yeah, well, you know what? And I hope they do, but I really like what I'm doing. I think it's cool. But
it is
here's
cool.
The thing. Next time we have them over, we'll have you guys over too. How about that?
Yeah, I might have a thing.
See, it's not me. Anyways, what was the final in that
the
game?
The Lions 31, Jags 14.
The Jaguars, they're bad, dude.
Joke-ish.
We got to book it. Buffalo at Houston?
You really want to talk about this game? Can we talk about this game?
Because what is up with the Buffalo Bills? They got Stevie Johnson and CJ Spiller and that's right, Fitzpatrick, and they pay, and it just maybe it's just me, but ever since they paid Fitzpatrick all that money to be the quarterback,
he changed.
It's like I'm not
Scott Chandler, another big playmaker.
Yeah.
They've got the tools, and they've got a defense theoretically, and it held the Texans to 21 points and kept Matt Schaub at check, but they mustered only 3 field goals. 9 points.
Ryan Lindell field goals.
Yeah. Even if you own him in fantasy football, that's not enough points to really be a difference maker.
No.
That's 9 points.
21-9. And it also seemed like Houston, they don't like to just kill people.
They don't.
They like to
destroy people.
We're going
to
score. Yeah, it's good enough.
Oh, it's yeah. The killer
points.
Instinct is not there.
I got 21. That's all we need.
That's probably enough. But, Steven, you know, I go back to an earlier game. Where, let's see here. The Giants didn't score in the – that's not the example I was looking for. I was looking for a team that just shut it down in the fourth quarter and –
Packers. It was the Packers.
It was the Green Bay Packers. They should have kept scoring.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
And so what's going on there? Huh?
I don't know. All I know is that Houston could have destroyed Buffalo by a worse score.
Yep.
21-9
and helped me
the
out
final.
In fantasy football.
I know. Arian Foster.
I got Matt Schaub.
Where you at, Foster?
Yeah.
I wanted you to destroy Buffalo.
Yeah, speaking of
people
destructions,
been running on them like crazy.
75 points were scored in this game, and the over-under was 38. This was supposed to be a low-scoring game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Oakland Raiders. My Lord have mercy. The kid, my favorite Martin, rushes for 251 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Doug, my favorite Martin, destroyed him. But as dominant as he was, this game became a 3-point game.
It did. That scared the bejesus out of me. I'm like, could you imagine? You go into the
locker
room.
I had Oakland winning the game. I was like, win it. Pull it out. You're at home, bums.
Steve and I had Oakland winning the game, too.
Yes.
It was one of the ones we missed together.
That's right. And then Carson Palmer.
Yeah. He's trying, Steven.
I know, but There's something missing. There are times when you can throw a pick, and there are times where you can't. And this was the time where your team has just crawled into within 3 points. Mm-hmm. There's about 2 minutes and change mm-hmm. left in the game, and your defense actually did what they were supposed
they
to do.
They stopped somebody.
And stopped Tampa Bay to 3 and out, and they gave you the ball back, and all you got to do is, man, all you got to do is make it a 55-yarder. You got Seabass. He'll tie it. You'll go to overtime. You'll get a chance to win this game. His mm-hmm. second freaking pass of the series, he overthrows his receiver, and this pass wasn't even close.
It was awful.
And it gets picked, and then Tampa Bay goes out and they score that final touchdown to make it a 10-point game.
And in trying to get Martin his record there, he ended up losing a few yards on
that.
Yes,
he did.
Don't feed the big dog just for a record.
Yes.
You know what? Just understand that they're probably keen on him and use other people. Because Tampa Bay, look, Tampa Bay is could go somewhere, Steven. They could go somewhere. They could become a wild card team.
I don't know.
Absolutely. They're starting. Josh Freeman is starting to figure out how to utilize Vincent Jackson.
Are they feeling that?
They are. I will take Josh Freeman anywhere I can get him in fantasy football right now.
There's the NFC is crazy crowded.
It's crowded with good teams.
Crazy crowded.
AFC is bereft of good teams.
Yes. There are 2, 4, 6. There's 8 teams fighting for 6 spots, I think, in the AFC.
Yeah, I disagree, but okay.
Yeah, there's 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 8 teams
fighting
for 6 spots.
Right.
So that means there's only 2 of them that are going to.
But I really trust
the
Dolphins.
In the NFC, there's 1, 2,
oh, Lord.
3, just 4, count how many 5, there are. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There are 11 teams fighting for 6 spots.
How many teams are in the division or in the conference?
16.
Yeah, that means there's
only
5 that aren't.
That aren't, right.
Yeah.
And I throw the Rams really there, the Panthers there, and the Redskins.
They're bad.
Yeah.
They're so very, very bad.
Eagles.
Poor Robert Griffin. Poor Robert.
Roberto. Have people figured him out? Figured out how to play against him?
You know, it took longer to figure out Cam Newton, but I think that gives you a small edge on how to figure out how to defend against a spread offense and a more collegiate style of play. And it bums me out because, you know, at the end of the day, who's going to be the rookie of the year? I think it may end up being Andrew Luck.
Yeah. I don't know. Doug Martin kind of made a case.
He tried to make a case, and he certainly did his part. Steven, the Vikings at the Seahawks. Let's talk about two teams
that
are both 5-4 and both think they have viable shots at the playoffs, and neither one of us think that they're that good.
Look,
20-30, the Seahawks won. Why anybody was picking Minnesota to beat Seattle in Seattle? You people are silly people.
Yeah, I originally had Minnesota. I changed my pick. Only because I was like, no one's won in Seattle yet this year.
Somebody may.
Freaking the Patriots went into Seattle and lost.
Ooh, streak for the cash. I'm W1.
Oh,
hot dog. Woo-hoo! I'm officially W1. 10 and 11 on the month. Thank you.
Wow, let me tell you where I'm at. I am 2-0 on the month, baby.
Wow.
Woo!
Who did you just win with? Or who did you? Was this yesterday?
This was yesterday. That was yesterday.
You haven't done it. You just did NFL.
It's funny.
Both
yesterday,
my NFL bets, I lost.
No, yesterday I did 2 soccer games, and I won both of them.
I did 2 NFL games, and I lost both of them. Tells you where I should be playing.
So I'm 2-0 for the month. I'm just, you know what? I'm just picking 28 winners. I'm only going to do 28 games, and they're all going to be winners. I'm going to be 28-0, and I'm going to win
dollars.
The quarter mil.
Can I borrow some money if that happens?
If I win, absolutely.
So I had in the South African Premiership, I had Chippa United. And, Steven, I was on 2% of the people
really,
who were with
them. The
but it was, win or draw. The home team to win or draw. And what was it? It was a 2-2 draw.
Should so now, I take
we've
got to
get it, Steven. We only
City
have a few
to
minutes to
plus?
Get in. Man City to win by 2+ goals against Alex Ajax Amsterdam or
Ajax Amsterdam win, draw, or lose by 1.
Now we can do some other wagers and get in an extra one here. See, that's important
see.
To me because you've actually, since this is going to be on Fox Soccer Channel, you have the who will be leading at halftime. Yes, Man City leads at half. I want that one. Man City is leading at half. And I also could bet on Arsenal versus, as I said, the Selfridges checkout clerks, but they're actually the Shackley.
Who will win the presidential election tonight at 8 p.m.? Yeah, I'm taking Barack.
Mitt Romney, 16%. Well, that tells you something. Sports fans are all in with the commander-in-chief.
Well, when at the halftime of NFL football, Monday Night Football, Mitt Romney starts talking about bobsledding, I'm like, yeah, I'm out with that guy. I'm done.
I didn't see it. I saw it. I was on radio.
But you didn't have the volume up. Jeffrey.
So without volume, here's what it looked like. And now how?
And why was Romney kept laughing? He just kept laughing. That's a great question.
Did he say Ronald Reagan three times? You have to. If you want to win, you have to declare Ronald Reagan. It's just, even if you have Tourette's, just Ronald Reagan. You have
Ronald
to
Reagan,
say
Ronald
it.
Reagan,
you have
Ronald
to
Reagan.
Say it. Then he'll win.
All for what Ronald Reagan stood for.
What was that? I don't know what it was.
And I'm going to bring back Reaganomics.
Reaganomics.
Reaganomics sucked. I'm sorry.
I don't know. All right.
Oh, anyways. 30
Vikings
to 20.
Adrian
Peterson was a beast. And nobody has gone into Seattle and ran the way Adrian Peterson did.
182 yards, dude.
Two touchdowns. It was pretty phenomenal.
He was in full beast mode, and he put Marshawn Lynch in his place.
Christian Ponder.
Ponder this.
Makes me ponder.
Mm-hmm. That
if
choice.
He will be the quarterback much longer. 63 yards passing. 63. I threw a 63-yard pass the day at the elementary school to a kid. I just kept telling him, just keep going.
Put his eye out,
just
didn't
keep
it?
Going.
Put his eye out.
He actually dropped it. It hit him right in the hands.
Well, at least didn't put his eye out. That's my problem with those deep passes.
Yeah, I know. But it was fun watching Adrian Peterson. I just, you know what, Seattle, see, they're there kind of like in spirit, but
spirit's
they're not
the 12th
really
man.
There.
That's the spirit.
And that's why they don't do well when they go off the rooks. They don't have
absolutely.
The spirit.
Can't remember. Bring the 12th man with you, bro.
30-20, the final there.
Steelers-Giants.
Afternoon game.
Steelers-Giants. You know
yes.
what? I
you
was
what?
Wrong. I was wrong.
Smartest man alive!
The game was a lot closer than I thought
it
was
going to
be.
They only differed on two games.
Correct.
And they both happened to involve NFC East teams. And someone tweeted.
A lot of crap.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on. Look.
It's just Steven is going to be schooled basically in where the NFC East really is.
Yeah, well,
his homerism has clearly gotten the better of him.
And the Cowboys fucking, it wasn't like the Cowboys got blown out of, and they were on the road.
The Cowboys what?
They didn't get blown out.
Oh, there was something you said before that. It was an expletive.
Oh, did I again? And the Giants, look. The Giants are lucky that they were even in that football game. I'm sorry. I don't want to say much about the refs, but, man, some of those calls were pretty bad.
Yeah.
And when Mike Horrocks, who is a Giants fan,
and
he says, I'm a Giants fan, and I want my team to win because they were the better team, not because they got bad calls.
When you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, I heard Mike Tomlin on Sirius NFL radio this morning, and Mike Tomlin just says, I have explicitly instructed my guys that anything that they find objectionable about officiating, they are to just make a further challenge to overcome.
Yeah.
He said it so bored. Yeah. Like, next question, because you know what? We don't talk about bad officiating. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't talk about it. And so Adam Schefter says,
did he talk about that ugly fake field goal call?
He did. And he stood by it.
And did he say, we're never calling it? We buried that play.
No, he didn't say that. But you know what? He said, look, the fact is, these are the Super Bowl champion New York Giants, and I was not about to come away with anything. I was either going to give them a crappy field position, or I was going to get 7 points, and that was all there was to it.
Huh.
And he stood. And you know what? I liked it. At the time, I thought it was nuts.
I understand.
At the time, it was nuts.
Look,
and they
I
won
wanted
the game.
Them to go for it. I wanted them to
they
stray
the
out,
game.
Get in there.
Yeah, it's like
get
if you're
your
gonna,
big giant
you have Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger just run the freaking
quarterback's knee. Actually have him on the
and
field,
and he can get the yard. But that the throwing over the shoulder, it wasn't even like it was like a pretty fake. Like, everybody was like, ooh, where did the ball go?
I thought it was slick.
Here's the ball.
It was slickly executed.
I'm throwing it up for the whole world to see.
It was as tricky to me as a cap flip. When I flip the cap and it lands on my head and it works, which doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. But when it does work,
it looks like, cool. And that looked cool, the way he just pitched it over his shoulder. Yeah. It looked cool.
No.
And then it was what? Immediately.
So I'm watching the
denied.
Game.
Denied.
I'm watching the game with Atlanta and Emma, who both understand we want the Pittsburgh Steelers to win.
There you go.
That's all.
You know, we won't get political, but we will get partisan when it comes to conferences.
It's funny. No, my girls, they see me. I'm watching the football game. They come. They sit down next to me. Like, Daddy, who are we cheering for?
Right.
And like, well,
nothing like teaching your kids to think for themselves.
But no.
My son's a Cowboys fan.
Hold on one second. Then Atlanta's like, they're playing the Giants. We're going for that other team. That's the Steelers. There you go. I didn't even have to say it.
Yeah.
She came up on it on her own. They're playing the Giants.
Brainwashing. My son, it's happened to him, and he's still a good young man.
How did I brainwash your son?
What choice did he have to pick a team?
He could have picked any team he wanted.
How is a newborn child supposed to have any say over what team he picked?
I wasn't even around when Jordan was born.
No, he came around when he was about 18 months old, right when he started thinking. Right when he started noticing things. Right when he started paying attention.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I mistaken? That's about the point where you met him.
I don't know. I think
18
he was
months,
three
maybe.
Or four.
No way he was that old.
He was three or four.
No.
We'll ask Trisha. Trisha will tell us. Don't make me get her
on
the phone.
He was highly influential when he met you.
24-20, the fact of the matter was Eli Manning was bad in this football game. He was bad. And he was so bad.
Touchdown
he ended
passes.
With a 44.1 passer rating.
10 for 24, less than 50% passing completion, 125 yards. It was an embarrassing game for them, and one that I didn't think. I'm going to guess that spending a week without power for 90% of the organization.
That is why I took the Steelers.
I was like, Steven.
I'd much rather fly in on the day of
than be without power
than
for
have
a week.
To be with 90% of the team.
The organization
was without power.
And when the girl who prints the schedules can't, have power.
Exactly.
The influence that has on the team, the trickle down effect is profound.
It is amazing.
Profound.
When Eli Manning is standing in the basement. Not the basement, the ground floor of his apartment complex.
Let's not call it an apartment complex. Let's call it a, what do they call them when you've
mansions?
Got one? No, it's when you've got a floor of a, they've got a fancy name for those apartments.
Penthouse. Yes.
When he's got a penthouse in Hoboken overlooking the city.
Yes.
When you've got a penthouse, you're taking pictures of the flooding, and all, you know what's going through Eli's mind?
Yeah.
Where the hell is the bellman to carry me across this? That's what Eli's thinking. That's why he took the photo. He was going to submit it to the homeowner association to go.
There was nobody to help me.
Why did I have to walk through this water? Do you know who I am? I'm the good Manning, the one with the reins.
Oh, you didn't go there.
No, but he did. Cowboys, Falcons, close game. Close
19-13.
They say that you can't beat Atlanta in Atlanta, and the Cowboys tried to prove that with the most unusual offensive play calling I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
We talk about all the games.
But, Jeffrey, I need to ask you a question about the Atlanta. I'm going to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Now, generally on this political day, when people throw out the accents, that's code for being racist.
For what?
Everything's
my God.
Code for being racist, Steven. I say concrete. That's code. That's
concrete?
Code. I was trying to pick the most nondescript word, but that's code, too. Everything's code.
Because it's
code. You know
anyways,
what he really meant.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
They're 8-0.
They sure are.
They're
undefeated.
The only undefeated team
Correct.
In the NFL. They find a way to win close games. Because they've been winning close games.
Yes, they have.
And this was a close one.
It was very close.
And last week, they won a close one.
Philadelphia was not quite as close. But
no, it was the week before that.
Oakland, very close game. But again, it shouldn't have been close.
Right. when are they going to get the respect? This was anybody. If this was Green Bay, we'd be like, oh, they are so great. They are the mighty Green Bay Packers. They're 8-0. Look at them. They're fantastic. If they were the New England Patriots, oh, they're the Patriots. My goodness, look at them. They're 8-0. They're fantastic. If it were the Indianapolis Colts back when Peyton Manning was, oh, they're just fantastic. We don't know. They're 8-0. Look at them. They're fantastic. Any other team, they would be fantastic. They're undefeated. They're 8-0. Look at them. They're so great.
And they're one of my Super Bowl teams.
And now here's the Atlanta Falcons. They're 8-0, and nobody is saying, oh my God, look at the Falcons. They are fantastic. They are amazing. Look at them. Nobody is saying that.
They have a very reasonable chance of running the table. Mark my words here, because their schedule's so bad. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I put them into as my... So I had Matt Ryan, fourth year in the NFL, the year that most good quarterbacks will do most of their maturing. And they're not playing that well, Steven.
Right.
That's one of the reasons that people don't want to crown their bees. Their beeps. Because they have yet to play their best football by a long stretch. Michael Turner is still looking like he's old.
Yeah.
And you know what? They don't have a lot more behind that. Tony Gonzalez, we know, is old, still manages to get everything. John Abraham, did you see how winded he got? You were watching the damn game. He could barely stand upright, John Abraham.
Which is why I don't understand why the Cowboys just didn't go to hurry up.
I know.
Let's just go hurry up and make them chase us.
Let's wait till the game's over, and then we'll go to what works best for us.
Jeffrey, they've got 5 division games still. They got twice against the Saints, twice against the Bucks. And the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay. They barely beat the Panthers earlier in the season by 2.
Correct.
So they got 5 divisional games, and those are always tough because those teams in the South, they always find a way to just beat up each other.
They do.
And then they got the Giants, and the other 2 games are Lions and Cardinals, which, you know.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Shouldn't be a problem. But the division games are the ones that are going to – let's just say they win their next 2 because they got the Saints and the Cardinals.
Okay.
And they're 10-0. Somebody's going to have to start saying this is a pretty dang good football team, right?
I've been saying it. They've been atop my power rankings.
They're atop your power rankings because, you know, I don't know why.
Thank you.
There are a lot of people who don't have them atop their power rankings.
That's insanity.
Other people.
Because this is a team that's actually getting better. That's what's frightening. They've got the 8th passing. They throw for 280 yards a game, just about. They rush for about 100 yards a game. That's usually victorious time. And then they're playing reasonable defense. They're not playing great defense, but they're playing reasonable defense. Yeah. Yeah. And look, they just managed to win, and they're playing good special teams.
Yeah.
That's enough? That's a winning formula?
It's going to be very interesting.
Now, final game was the debacle last night where just watching the Eagles. So Mike Graham says to me, he says, so the Eagles and Saints. So you've got the Eagles, Jeff? Because all he knows about with the Saints is all that they've gone through with Bounty Gate.
Right, yes.
The Saints are in a world of hurt, but there's a team a lot worse than them. That'd be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
I said, they are a turnover machine, and that was the intro.
Yeah.
And what did they do? They went and proved me right. Saints win 28-13. Andy Reid is on a hot seat. He has endorsed Mike Vick for another week. But I don't know how much longer this can go on. When you saw Brent Celek, I also used this phrase, which was clever, I thought, last night. Did you see Brent Celek on the sideline after his interception?
Yeah.
I said, I believe he is pushing his eyeballs through the back of his head in some weird way to turn back time. And it really he looked so despondent seated there on the sidelines and so disappointed. And this is a team full of very disappointed and lost guys. They need a different voice in there.
That interception near the goal line was a little bit on Brent Celek.
Which one on the goal line? Sorry. Oh, yeah, they do that a lot.
The first one that was returned 99 yards for a touchdown. Yeah.
Speaking of trickery, did you love the Eagles play? That was an illegal forward pass.
Yes.
That was awesome. I so wanted that to work.
Cooper was in the end zone.
That was awesome.
Here's my thing, Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't know who threw the ball. I forget who the guy was who threw the ball.
Me too.
But that guy should be shot. He was standing at the 5-yard line.
Did he
when
take a step forward?
When he released his ball, the ball,
yeah.
Riley Cooper was still in the end zone.
Yeah.
I saw the camera from the back where Riley Cooper's like literally he was flat,
laying down. Laying he was
down,
laying down.
Right.
Well, the Mike said, was he flopping? Was no, that a case
no,
of flopping?
He
said,
was,
no. He says, was he resting? I said, no. He's really trying to stay
to say
to
like
not be a distraction.
Nobody, yeah, nobody sees me
right.
laying down over
right,
here.
Right.
So the guy gets the kickoff. He's standing at the five, Jeff, and Cooper is in the end zone. How do you not throw the ball backwards?
Well, instead,
the guy that you
yard...
want to throw it to is standing 7 yards behind you.
That's the way you design the play so that you don't end up with an illegal forward pass.
And yet he threw it forward.
A yard and a half forward. It was so easy to count.
I don't understand. I'm like.
It's the Eagles, dude.
He was standing there. He looks back. He sees Cooper. He's way back there. But no, I'm going to throw it. Even
I've
if you throw
told,
it sideways,
I've been
I
told
guess.
The great quarterbacks lead their receivers. It's supposed to be a lateral, bro.
Oh,
it's
got to
go sideways
God.
Or backwards.
That,
otherwise, he has nothing that he can do.
It was perfect.
It was spectacular.
If it was executed perfectly, that play
it
goes
probably
down
turns the game around.
In the annals
it does, of trickery.
Of trickeration.
Yeah, absolutely. And I loved it, and it didn't work,
but
and it's too bad.
But the fact that
and both teams now are 3-5, and really that just pretty much puts a fork in the Eagles. And the Saints,
but,
we knew that they were screwed.
But 3-5 in the East isn't done yet. They're done.
Thank
but it isn't
you.
Done.
Thank you.
But they're done.
We want to congratulate.
Whoever loses Eagles, Cowboys next week,
yeah.
It's over.
Trust me, it's the Eagles.
And
how many times have I taken the Cowboys recently?
Not very
Never.
Many. But Jeffrey, it's over, and the coach that loses that game? You may be over too.
Sean Payton, if somebody could go put a tidy package together and get to him, you can have Sean
what,
Payton.
Jerry Jones right now saying, if the Saints don't want to give you what you want.
Don't wait for them to put together the contract. Be proactive.
But you can't. You got to let the Saints at least come first.
You don't have to do nothing when they're not allowed to talk to him,
well,
technically. But
the
league has given them permission to negotiate
yes,
the contract.
And the league also has to say whether
otherwise
the contract
it's tampering?
Is told yet. Because
oh, then it'll be tampering.
Yeah, the thing is that, yes, his contract technically ends at the end of the
but
season.
But Jerry Jones has never tampered.
The contract for Sean Payton technically ends at the end of the season, Jeff. But I know the time. Listen, are you listening to me?
The contract ends at the end of the season.
But,
I just repeat your
however,
words.
Because he was suspended for the season, now the league has to decide, does the contract actually end the season or is it next season? Does it toll over to 2013 because he didn't work this season?
And I thought it was interesting. The language in the contract that the league objected to was specifically related to Mickey Loomis.
Right.
And it was basically, as long as Mickey Loomis is here, I'm good. But if you release him, I'm free to go.
Right.
That was very interesting. So I want to congratulate the Rams, Patriots, Jets, and 49ers for not losing this week because you're on a bye.
Yes.
And we want to
skip a game?
No, we didn't skip a game at all.
We talked about all of them.
We talked about
we
all of them.
We don't want anybody saying, you didn't talk about my team.
Look,
you
I'm
didn't
not talking
talk
about
my thing.
I'm not talking about your thing or your team. Get out and vote since it's way too late to get this.
Yes.
But you know what? There might be some places where I have a feeling that tonight's going to be a night.
Good night. Just a night.
But I have a feeling, and I hate where our country's gotten to, that litigation will resolve all ills.
Oh,
and I just pray
I
that
litigation.
The outcome, whatever it is, will not involve
does
litigation.
Doesn't hang
with lawyers
on hanging chads.
And exactly, and judges and courts.
They're not chads anymore, right?
I had to get a second ballot.
Why? What did you do?
I asked for a tax that I didn't want on my propositions.
Yeah, don't. Did you say no to all the taxes?
No, because there's a good one. No, oh, all the taxes? Yes.
Yes.
You know, there's...
There was a good
one. I'm an independent. You know, I really am independent. The wife and I... We go and we do our work separately. Then
yes.
We come together and we compare.
Uh-huh.
We both agree. The Republican Party said, make sure you vote no on this. We voted yes.
It's funny.
Isn't that funny?
We got a thing in the
yeah,
mail.
For Democrats. Here's your Democrat voting guide.
This is how you
guide.
Should vote.
Here's your
and
voting
there
guide.
Were two of them where there were yes where we said no.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
They're like, you should definitely vote for this. We're like, no.
No.
And you know what it was? It was the auto insurance premiums. I'm like...
They wanted yes?
They
no, ours wanted no.
Here's the deal, Stephen. If you've been a responsible, if this isn't Republican, I don't know what is. If you've been a responsible motorist this whole time, screw anybody else that hasn't been responsible. I'm like, really? So we're going to discourage people from obeying the law?
Yeah.
We're going to actively discourage and punish people for obeying the law? Well, they weren't before, but they're trying now.
Yeah.
See, there's a thing called compassionate conservatism, and it does exist.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
The one that we disagree on is they wanted yes.
The condoms on the, they for wanted the sex, yes for the on, sex things.
No, they want.
We had to vote on that, people. Yes. This is the state of California.
Yes, they want, Democrats want us to vote yes. For repealing the death penalty.
Ah.
And Trish and I were like, look, first of all, California hasn't killed anyone in, I don't know, like a skajillion.
We hardly ever do it.
But
second
of all, if someone is committed a crime that's worthy of the death penalty, they could be sentenced to death.
But Stephen, the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not kill. And that's a lie. The Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not murder.
Murder. Yeah.
Okay, and the Pentateuch, all five books of the Old Testament, all affirm taking the life of murderers.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's be clear. America is in favor of the death penalty. Yeah. There are many Americans who aren't.
Right.
But America is in favor of the death penalty. Yes.
And so we voted.
That's so funny.
No on that. So.
So the four of us all agreed, at least on one thing.
At least on one thing.
The
there
condoms on the sex people? I said no, because it's just more government.
Yeah, I was like, look, man, if you're not smart enough to know how
to get out of that industry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the film one, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about the porn industry.
Yeah, the porn industry.
Okay, we're out, folks. We hope you enjoyed the program.
It was very long.
But we hope you enjoyed it.
We haven't been back. This is kind of like the two shows in one.
Seriously.
Or three.
Seriously.
Steven Miranda.
Jeff Allen.
NFL Rats and Raves. We're
2012.
Out.
2012.